Hello and welcome to Goddess Resurrection. My name is Britta and I am your host. And today's episode is episode number 11 of season 2. We're talking about eclipse season because we are in the eclipse season and there's so much going on cosmically. Now, I'm not an astrologer, nor am I trying to be. But I do love astrology and I do feel and know what is happening. And, you know, it's moving us into our feminine energy. It's moving us into our healing. All of these occurrences, all of the events are working on our ascension personally and globally. It's all pulling us through the healing, through the growth, into our ability to be fully self-possessed, whole and self, light aligned and light embodied. You know, that's what ascension is, to really truly become the temple, to the vessel for this amazing infinite light being that you really are, that I really am, that we really are. So before we dive in, hello, my gorgeous sisters. I hope you are breathing and feeling because that's what you need to keep doing right now. Of course, moving forward for a while, but do not lose your breath. If you have forgotten your breath, if you feel like you were holding your breath, keep coming back into the breath over and over and over again, okay? So why don't you go ahead and come join me in the breath right now so we can just connect. And if you feel like you want to move your body a little bit, go ahead and do that. And just find your center, find your grounding, come into your feminine energy so you can really take it all in. You can really hear everything from a peaceful, open, receptive place. Now, this first eclipse that is happening is for me here on the 25th. But again, wherever you are in the world, it may be on the 26th for you. It's a full moon eclipse in Libra. And then we have another eclipse coming up on April 8th. Again, depending on where you are in the world, it could be earlier or later. And that is going to be a new moon eclipse in Aries. You probably know that this is the cycle that we are in now for this 18-month period. And when we're looking at this coming up full moon in Libra, right, we need to remember that Libra is the sign that is through this eclipse season of this 18-month period, the south node, which means that's where we've been. That's all the stuff that's going to be get triggered. That's all the stuff that our souls are wanting to get us to release and outgrow and heal, right? So we can leave these old ways in the past. And because it's Libra, it has everything to do with relationships. Relationships with others, may it be friends or partner or work or family or the world. But most importantly, it's the relationship with yourself. And this is, of course, what I'm focusing on, because that's the only thing we ever have control over. Yes, it's the relationship to self, how we are able to deepen and self-observe and connect more fully and, you know, recognize what is not in service of our light anymore, and also then integrating what is the better way, the new earth way, the new and elevated way of relating to self. And one of my favorite quotes, the Gandhi quote, be the change you wish to see in the world, is very appropriate here, because be the change you wish to see in your relationships. Honestly, it's do it now kind of an energy. Be everything that you want other people to do or see or say or choose. Notice that there's always something within you that is somewhere getting triggered, because it's still in you. There's something similar in terms of a pattern within you, mentally, emotionally, energetically, physically, right? So self-observation, focusing on yourself, taking responsibility for yourself is the key. And then, of course, we have the new moon eclipse in Aries coming up. And there is just so much fear mongering around that new moon. And you know me, this place, the space that we hold for ourselves within, the space that we walk in, the space that we hold with me, no fear. I'm not here to promote fear. I'm here to promote love, because love is the only thing that will strengthen your ascension. And so whenever you're noticing, you know, feeding into this noise that's out there right now with all the doom and gloom and all the prophecies and, you know, all of the darkness, let it all be there. It's all part of the process. All people see through their own filters, right? Whatever we have going on within ourselves, that's the filter we see through, right? Remember. And so coming back into your center, coming back into your alignment, coming back into your breath, staying in your light alignment and in your feminine energy is the key to this time, this eclipse season at large. Because it is destiny. Your soul, the being, the infinite being that you really are, you already know why you're here. You already know your highest timeline. You already know your purpose, your highest intention, your highest mission work. You already know the contracts with other souls that you've put into place before you came here, whether it's with a romantic relationship or whether it's with having children or very important business or friendship relationships coming to you. Much of what your journey is, you, the infinite being that is you, it's already part of your plan. It's already part of your journey that you've set out intentionally to journey on, right? So don't fear the changes, even though this may seem like it's a bit out of your control, which it is. It's not out of your higher self control. It's not out of your soul control. It just is out of your ego's control. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing, right? We are here to ascend. We are here to become light. And there is no more room for negative ego. There is no more room for, you know, the fears and the doubts and the worries of the past. There is no more room for limited or lacking ways of thinking or speaking or choosing. And so this is what we're being pulled out of. We're being pulled out of the old paradigm. And so depending on how fluid you are in your feminine energy, dependent on how much work and how much healing work you have put in thus far, you can go with it easily. And you can almost sense it and feel it coming. You can almost know, sense the change that you, your soul, is meant to go through, or it'll come as a big surprise. Either way, eclipse season is that which is meant to take us to the next level. It is that which is meant to take us individual souls to the next level of our healing, to the next level of our growth, to the next level of our purpose, to the next level of our fulfillment, of our path, to the next level of our light embodiment, and to the next level of our self-love, to the next level of our self-observation and ability to take responsibility. Because only when we can really truly take responsibility for ourselves and stop blaming the outside, that's when we strengthen in our light. That's when we really embody our light as goddess, in that authentic empowerment, in that clarity and commitment to self, in this continuous growth, because it's only through this continuous growth, which then we receive our light through, and we strengthen and we empower more and more and more and more. And that, of course, brings with it such clarity and such ease of being. I mean, there is no more room. There is no more need for fear. Fear is like, it's like this vibration that you know is not yours. You know is not working for you any longer, right? Because you love yourself more. You respect yourself more. And don't take this the wrong way, right? If, for example, you're in a situation where your life is in danger, or there is a reason for fear because of a threat, of course, that's when fear is appropriate, right? That's when it is meant to alarm you to make a choice to keep yourself safe, or to fight or flight even, right? That's when that is appropriate, because it is built in for a reason. However, most of the time, fear is really truly not the energy, not the frequency that we want to choose, even when or if in a challenging or even scary situation, because if we stay in fear, it'll blind us. So the immediate knee-jerk reaction of fight flight, sure, you know, that is in that moment appropriate. But then we need to process it through, breathe and feel, breathe and feel, shake it loose, so that we can think clearly again, so that we can really be in that space of inspired action again, right? Light aligned, trusting our soul, trusting our intuition, because that is what will keep you safe. In the end, it is your intuition that will keep you safe. It is your soul that will keep you safe, because remember, your soul knows all, sees all, plans all, right? For this experience, for this incarnation, it's you. You, the real you, is truly in charge, right? Not the brain, not this physical vessel, not this ego. The real you is in charge always. And so the sooner we can get out of the fear and back into alignment and back into trusting this inner guidance, the better. Because it is meant to keep us safe. It is meant to take us exactly where we're supposed to go next, in all ways. So from here, let's go ahead and let's come back to this episode, which I titled Release Control, Learn to Trust. And of course, you know that releasing control means let go and let light, right? It's very cliche, but it's so, so, so appropriate for eclipse season at large, because it is you being pulled into the next level, and it is you just needing to trust and go with it. do the best you can, follow your inspired action, yes. But in the end, more so than ever, right now, make sure you pay attention to not trying to control any outcome, not attaching too forcefully or with too much tension, right? Really self-observe, pay attention to yourself, that you're staying in your center, and catch yourself when you're overthinking, wanting to overdo, right? Being in that overcompensation mode. Pay attention to when you're wanting to control people, how they act or speak or choose, when you're wanting to control your children or your partner or your parents or your friends or specific situations, whatever it may be. Right now, it'll really trip you up. So coming back to that, this is about you being in deep relationship with yourself. This is opportunity for you to deepen your relationship with yourself. And first things first, feminine energy. Come back into your feminine energy, because remember, your feminine energy is the portal through which your light embodies, through which you are receiving all of the information you need. Everything you ever need will be there. You just have to be open to it. You just have to be receptive to it, right? So whether it is intuition, gut knowing, guidance, right? That's you receiving from within. That's you receiving yourself. Or it's reading energy, feeling energy, right? Feeling people's energies, or the energy of a situation, right? That ability to sense and feel into an outcome or into a space or even into a possibility right now will be heightened, because you're meant to hone in on this. You're meant to learn this now. You're meant to really anchor in on it. You're really meant to now hold this ability, which will then, of course, allow you to open up and grow even greater abilities. But step by step, right? It's moment by moment, breath by breath, as long as you're staying present, being in this feminine energy of yours, in this receptivity, away from the thoughts, away from the ego, you can always feel, you can always know, you can always trust, you can always sense, you can always read what is happening. So you stay in your alignment, so you stay in your clarity, so you stay on your path, in your growth, onto your path. Don't look around. Don't compare yourself. Nobody is here to travel the same journey. This is no one-size-fits-all universe, as you already know, right? So releasing control, make sure you catch yourself, release control, let go. Do not attach to the external. Focus on what you really have control over, and that is yourself, right? We've gone over this. But this is a very potent time for you to practice so that your highest path can unfold. The least you resist it, the easier it will be. And the faster all will turn well for you onto your highest timeline path, right? So control your thoughts, control your words, control your choices, right? Control your actions, control your perceptions, control your emotions by processing them and feeling through them. This vessel, this temple of yours, is that which through you ascend. This vessel is the sensory machine. This vessel has everything that you need for this ascension. So you wanting to not only release control from the external, so you can move, so you can be moved, so you can be pulled more gracefully, more easily, so it's not so painful, right? Because when we're holding on, when we're resisting, it's painful. But when we're trusting and we're letting go and we're just, okay, just take me, it's okay. I trust you. I trust me, right? It's you. You're not trusting a stranger. You're trusting yourself. So let go and control yourself. Control your thoughts, words, actions, choices, perceptions, emotions by paying attention to it all and correcting it, especially the thinking, especially the perceptions, certainly the words and actions. And of course, with the emotions, we always want to feel through them, but don't think into them, right? Let the emotions move through. It's just energy. Breathe, feel, don't think. Breathe, feel, don't think. So you can come back into alignment, back into your clarity, back into your center flow. And then from here, you're back in a place of reminding yourself it's safe to trust. Trust yourself, trust your intuition, trust your feeling guidance, trust your sense of rightness. Trust the gut knowing that you've got about a person or a place or a situation. Trust. You need to, this is the other side of the coin now. Trust this unknown, right? Trust this journey that you are on. Trust your light. Trust your feminine energy. Trust your soul. Trust that you can take your hands off the wheel and you, your soul, you've got yourself. And only take action when it's truly inspired action, when it's really authentically coming from your soul, when it's really authentically coming from your light. Right? So make sure that you don't just like act and do and overdo and overschedule, right? Because you'll get caught up and you're in the controlling of the external and it will trip you up right now. Make sure you stay in this inspired action. It feels right. It feels good. You might feel excited. You might feel enthused. Wherever you are, as long as it feels positive gutturally from your gut, from your solar plexus, from your knowing, from your feeling. If it feels right, if it feels good, you go ahead. You follow that and see if it continues to feel good. See if it continues to feel, oh yeah, and then maybe it's inspiring and maybe it'll grow and you'll get really into it. This is when you're on the right path. You're following your soul's guidance. You're following in alignment with what you are meant to do on the human level to be in co-creation with your soul, with your light. And when you're in co-creation with your light and with your soul, you're in co-creation with the cosmos, with the universe, with all that is, with the highest light guidance. Right? Because the light, remember, the light is always going to co-create with your light. So make sure you stay in your light. Make sure that whatever comes up, comes up. Whatever resistance comes up, comes up. Whatever fear, worry, doubt patterns come up, come up. Whatever old tendencies, old addictions, old patterns come up, let them come up. Notice them. But don't let them take charge. You're the boss. You're in charge. Not the old patterns, not the old tendencies, not the old energies, not the old wounding. None of it is in charge. So this is also a great time for you to remember, right? Create space. When you're releasing the control from the external and you're really staying in front of yourself, when you're really staying in front of only focusing on yourself, really controlling yourself, really taking full responsibility for yourself, No more knee-jerk reaction, no more automatic pilot, but staying very clear, very self-observing, staying in the breath so you stay present. Yes. And then from here, if something comes up, if you do get triggered, that's okay. That's okay. That's part of the healing process. It's part of the journey. It's normal. It's healthy. It's good. Deal with it. Process it out, the emotions. Correct the thinking, correct the perceptions. Come back into a space of clarity. And then from here, from your light alignment, then choose a better way. Give yourself time. Create yourself, you know, that space that you need. Space and time is yours. You are the boss of your space and time. You are the boss of this incarnation. If you want to sleep over something, sleep over it. You don't have to have an immediate answer. You don't have to have an immediate solution. Maybe your soul wants you to get into the habit of staying in your breath, learning to trust yourself more, learning to listen within instead of without, externally. No, maybe that's exactly part of your next level and step. Trust your soul. You can. The more that you learn to trust yourself, your soul, your timing, your intuition, and learn to follow that and learn to go with it, right? The stronger you become, the more you're building your light body. And also, of course, remember your grounding, 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 grounding. Be one with Mother Earth. Breathe into Mother Earth. If it's warm enough where you are, put your feet on the earth or lean up against a tree. Hug the tree. I know this sounds funny. I know this sounds very old school, new age. But it's the truth. It's important. Earth holds the most light. Be in this earth connection and you will feel more peaceful. You will feel stronger because the grounding protects your energy. So it doesn't matter what other people think or say. You want to go hug a tree? Hug a tree. Connect to the earth in whichever way it works for you. Okay? Feel the love. Give the love. Be in that loving space with our beautiful, beautiful Mother Earth that is providing this ascension opportunity, that's holding the space for this Earth school to shift into really, 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 really amazing times that we have to look forward to. It's not going to happen right away. But again, remember, your new Earth can already be in existence right now in your experience. Good. So thank you so much for your energy, for your time, for your presence here with me and all of us together. And thank you for your light. Thank you for your commitment to yourself. And thank you for being the beautiful sister goddess that you are. As always, I'm sending love and light blessings to you and yours. Hugs and kisses. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Mwah. Ciao for now.